Good evening, folks. Irish Rover 21 here, John Roach. And we're just over to dinner. It was absolutely gorgeous, I have to say. We had mushroom and truffle soup.
Oh, it was lovely, wasn't it?
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Bread rolls.
With some bread rolls. And we had braised beef with mash and some root vegetables. And all the vegetables here are from the garden. Is that right, Kath?
Yeah,
from their own garden.
And the fruit.
We had a fruit, what was it? Fruit?
Crumble.
Yeah. Kath had custard with hers and I had a bit of ice cream. And now we're out in the front of the hotel.
Under an envelope.
Under an envelope, as I said today, under an umbrella. And I'm having a Jack Daniels with some Coke and some ice. Kath is full up. She doesn't want anything at the moment. So, that's it. It's about... What time is it in the evening now?
Nearly half past eight.
Nearly half eight.
There's a bird's nest. Some bird's nest near.
Oh.
A mum and some babies near here as well.
And there's a duck pond.
Up
the way somewhere.
There's some sheep nearby as well. Mm. I thought I heard a sheep.
But actually, there's a spending area not too far away, so it's good for the dogs. We found it today, didn't we, Kath?
Yeah, it's just down a bit of a slope, isn't it?
It's down a bit of a slope, yeah. But yeah, it's a very dog friendly hotel. And
these two are cooler now, aren't they?
Most of the staff we've met have been lovely. As you can hear, that's my old Jack Daniels going there. So I'm in my element. This is the life. And it's Kath's last night of being 50.
Cheeky, don't get cheeky. You want to drink that Jack Daniels,
you'll
have it over your head.
Yes, it's Kath's birthday tomorrow. So, the start of another decade for her.
Oh, she's so cheeky. Anyway, John, because I look younger than you. So.
Kath is going into her sixth decade now. And... I'm in my fifth, of course. Or am I fourth?
No, fifth, because you
fought it. Oh, fifth, yeah.
Yeah. You're halfway through.
Oh, there's a few people gone in there now. We met a fella a while ago. He was pissed as... Oh, yeah. So,
it's very nice. It's nice and peaceful, isn't it?
I have to say, yeah.
And it's easy to find a room. Although it's quite a long way down the corridor, it's quite easy to find, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... the dog found it no problem anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, but we found it going down the dog sticks after the meal, didn't we? Because we left the dogs in the room, didn't we?
We did.
Because, you know, you're not sure what the table situation is, are you, when you're in a different place?
So, I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow now.
Well, we're just going to have a nice peaceful day, aren't we?
Nice peaceful day.
Yeah, if the weather's dry, excuse me, which is... Did it say showers for tomorrow?
I think showers for tomorrow, yeah.
It said that yesterday, but it was all right. You just have to wait and see, don't you?
Yeah, we're still on audio, Bill, by the way.
Oh, I know that, yeah. thing there in the background. It sounds like a large fridge.
Mm.
You hear it, not buzzing. It sounds like a fridge. It's probably a fan, actually. But it sounds like a fridge.
And we heard this.
That's the ghost.
That's the ghost. Now, I don't know whether you'll hear it while this recording is on. But it must be a ghost of something banging. But it's quite peaceful here, as you can hear.
It's quite far out in the country, isn't it, John?
It is. Jesus, we're in the middle of nowhere here. But I have to say, it's a lovely hotel. Somewhere different to go, I suppose.
Mm. Oh, that was a funny thing on the train, wasn't it, John? That dog, it sounded like somebody sawing wood. It was a dog breathing, wasn't it?
It was a dog breathing, yeah.
It
was like a 96-year-old with asthma, very bad asthma.
I thought it was somebody sawing a piece of wood.
It was like...
It was awful. I thought it was choking at first. But it was really, struggling.
But if Susie is listening to this, me old sis, we're having a great time. And, yeah, it's grand. Because I know Susie likes listening to me old booze. There's a few kids here as well.
They probably go out into Bowness and Ambleside and that during the day, you know. If they've got cars, you see, it's all right, isn't it? You know, they can tour around, you see.
But anyway, I shall stop this boo now. And, I'll give you a birthday boo on Kath tomorrow when she's 54, is it, Kath?
51.
Sorry, 51.
As
she knows, I'm only messing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you better be.
Yeah. So, I'll talk to you all tomorrow, folks. Take care. Bye-bye.